Hello, good people, good friends of mine. It is May the 17th, and the year is 2022. Wow, can you believe that? That's right. We've been floating around on this planet all of this time. Gonna play a little John Baptiste from his album, the one that I love the most, his first album, Hollywood, Africa. Okay, Hollywood African, that's it. And I'm going to be talking about love. Does it still exist between men and women in the same way that it did when I was a youngster? I took an Uber ride yesterday when coming from the hospital with my daughter. We had a very interesting driver, a young African-American female, smart, witty, bright, and we were discussing love and whether it truly existed in America today in our community. I think John Baptiste is going to start off with the number called Don't Stop. And listen to the words, and you'll understand why I chose this theme today.
When it comes to loving me,
what?
Don't stop.
In other words, a brother wants that love to continue, right?
I know there ain't no guarantee.
Not today.
But don't stop.
That's right. And you gotta feel that.
Let's keep it shaking while we can.
Yeah, right.
You don't need another man.
Listen to what I'm saying.
We'll be rolling with the plan.
Be rolling with the plan.
Don't stop.
Come on now, John. Tell me about it.
When it's near to closing time,
what?
Don't stop. Put your hand in mine. Don't stop. We'll dance the night away. Won't care what people say. No pause. Press play, don't stop. Don't stop dreaming. Don't stop believing. 'Cause you know that our time is coming up. There's a reason that you're here. Don't stop. You ain't got nothing to fear, so don't stop. This train has left the station. Who knows what destination? This love is for the taking. Cause you know that our time is coming up. Let's soak up the day and dance the night away. So with all you've got, don't stop. All you've got, don't stop.
That's John Baptiste from his album, Hollywood African, Don't Stop. We're going to be hearing more from this album. I've played from it before, but I want to share something with you. I grew up in a world where those kind of love songs would not be sung in that way. Because when you married the person, like when I married Lucy, that love was to be forever. I was taught that if you marry a person, that you're going to be with that person until both of you die. I don't know where that concept came from, but I grew up in the country that taught me that, and I had to coincide with that kind of revelation. Well, John Baptiste has another number on this album, and it's called It's All Over, because the Uber driver was telling me how crazy men are in this world today. And I had to listen because my daughter was in the car with the African-American female Uber driver. So I suspended gravity in a way because I stopped thinking in the ways that I was trained, even in the church. And I had to, because this young woman says that she's working three jobs to make it, that she was going to go to Mexico on her own on a motorcycle and drive it to, and I said, so why can't you go with a guy? Why can't, and she said, Mister, what kind of guy? This is what she told me. She says, all the guys that she's met, and my daughter agreed, says that after, or while upon the first date, they wanted to sleep with her. And she's very attractive. And I said, what? I said, what kind of a man would do that? She said, they don't create men in this country anymore. They're animals. They just see women as sexual objects. It's no wonder that these women want a right to get an abortion. Who would want to have the father of their child like these men today? And they gave me the lowdown on what is going on in the lives of men in this society today in America. And I don't blame them now from not wanting to waste time with the dude. It's no wonder they're making more money than men. They are producing something in the economy that you can be proud of. They're going to school. They're doing it on their own. And it just opened my eyes to it. While I come to the so-called end of my life, I am recognizing that the way women are forced to live in the custody of a man, I don't blame them from not wanting to be with the man. It was in the days when I grew up that you got with a man, the man thought like this, the man, it was a privilege to be around him, but not today. No, it's over. And I think that John Baptiste really answers the question, because if some of you guys out there, when you go out on a first date with a woman, try to get between her legs, you're disgusting. You and everything that you ever thought about. I don't care whether you're straight, gay, or anything. You should never ask anyone for sex the first time you're out having a nice dinner with this person to degrade her in such a negative way. And my daughter, who is a professional woman, beyond 50 years old, and this young woman who is beyond 21 was telling me about the actual heartfelt how women think about men these days. And it's no wonder they're not marrying. It's no wonder that they're not thinking about going that way. So John Baptiste would ask a question of the woman that he was dating today, and it is a question that asks, is this relationship over? Well, when you listen to women, it has never begun. Listen to this, and I think it really identifies where we are today in our society. This is PJ, your internet pastor, here on the 17th day of May 2022. Just telling it like it is. Is it over? Is it over? Listen. It's over.
I want you in the worst way.
Yeah. Talk to me, John.
What? Ooh. Even on your worst day.
Yeah. You better keep me informed, brother. What?
But you left me stranded.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Open arms and empty handed.
Well, well, well.
Please tell the truth. Tell me now. Tell me how. Is this over?
Is this over?
Is this over? Please tell the truth. Tell me now. Tell me how. Is this over? Is this over? And she said,
that's what that young Uber driver was saying to me. She said,
she said
what?
Yeah.
She says it's over for her. Listen.
Tell me. I'm waiting to see you cry.
She ain't crying these days, brother. No.
Let me.
Let me.
Through the darkest and brightest rise. Grow me.
Brother, too late.
But please tell the truth.
Yeah, I like that.
Tell me now.
Tell me how.
Is this over?
Yeah.
Is this over? Please tell the truth.
Yeah.
Tell me now. Tell me how. Is this over? Is this over?
Let me help her out a little bit. I'll tell you why. Because you're not acting like the man that you're supposed to be within the relationship with a woman. You asking her to help pay your tab. You trying to live in her apartment on her dime. You don't provide anymore because you've accepted the lie that the woman can take care of you. I've been listening to it in R&B music for years. And now we see the fulfillment of it all. Women don't need men, this driver told me. We don't need them, sir, she told me. She helped me get in the car when I was leaving the hospital because I'm all bent over. And by the way, my tests aren't over. They have to go back into the heart again, and this next procedure is going to be more noteworthy of the one that I just had. But I'm leaving that all in God's hands because I'm not concerned about it anymore. I'm here to warn you people and to tell you people that if you don't get it right, brothers, and stop treating these women in harmful ways, why do you think so many women want abortions? Let's stop listening to the damn evangelicals. Because this is not a political question. This is a life question. I wouldn't have the bum's baby myself. And you asking me, is it over? And you not providing for the woman as you should. Just like if you get in the same sex situation with somebody, would you expect somebody to take care of you? It's going to be over with you in that way too. Human beings are the same. If you want to be treated with respect, you have to live with respect. In a way to respect that woman or to respect that man and to work cohesively together. That is what God is all about. God is not about you joining some fundamentalist group, some right-wing fanatics like this man that shot up those poor people in Buffalo, New York a few days ago. Brought death. Now, you know what that young man deserves, right? He deserves death. Because the Bible tells me if you take a life, then your life needs to be forfeited. But they're going to go through all the things, psychological drama and all that stuff. But wait a minute. I need John, tell me, is it over?
And she said, yeah.
Yeah.
And she said,
what? It's ending in every aspect in this country. Listen.
You love and you can't deny.
I know you're right about it, John.
And you try so hard to try. But it's me and you, not I. Please me.
Please me.
Please me. And just tell me what I want to hear. And she said, yeah. And she said,
the young woman to justify her statement about not wanting a man, and she said, sir, I'm working three jobs, and the men that I used to date and the men that I know don't want to work one, and they keep quitting the ones that they have, and then they keep telling her that they're going to be rich by becoming rap artists or singers or some kind of a Hollywood fluke. Now, you know, she's recently in my city. And I grew up here, and I remember when I was a young man, I was in a singing group with Beaver, with my brother Ross, and with Richie Baby and all that. We called ourselves the Four Speeds, you know, 33, 45, 78. Was it Four Speeds or Three Speeds? Whatever it was. But we knew that we had to work and move up and get a job. And this young lady told me, she said, I am going to be successful in what I do, and I would never pair up with someone that doesn't have a plan on how to be successful. That explicitly handled the discourse that I gave while I was a pastor in the church. And she said, men now are disgusting right across the board, because she was a beautiful young lady. But she said she wasn't going to throw her life away and end up at an abortion clinic somewhere. And thank God for Uber. Because, see, it got me out of my car and put me in another car. And I get a chance to talk with people in the society that I live in. And I'm telling you people something. It's a wonderful world that I'm living in. It's a darn wonderful world that I live in today. Stop talking about these millennials. Stop talking about these young people. Stop criticizing the way they think. Because the way that we were taught to deal with the world doesn't operate that way anymore. The world operates, and as the world turns, year after year after year after year, it's going to become more severe for people living in this environment. And when we try to shove what we think down the throats of these young people, we are destroying their lives. They have to choose for themselves. Now, I don't think that it's appropriate to choose some 7,000 or in some kind of way, some 3,000-year-old biblical mandate that doesn't work in the world that we live in. There are certain men that need or require more than one woman. They are not satisfied with one. And growing up in this American structure, the way they teach you, you can't survive. But please, young ladies, don't get with a man that will not admit that it's a wonderful world that he lives in when you tell him, yeah, 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 I've got to leave you. Our recognized artist today is John Baptiste. Hollywood African is the name of the album. And he does an old standard that you know who made famous. Louis Armstrong. I like John Baptiste's rendition of "What a Wonderful World, a Wonderful World We Live In." If you disagree with me, that's your problem. I can't help you. I'm going to enjoy this. Listen. John Baptiste can play that keyboard too. Oh yes. Don't be a hater. Just let it happen. Come on. Ease up. Let it happen.
I see trees of green.
I see them too, John.
And red roses too.
I got one right outside my office window, blooming.
I see them bloom.
Yes.
For me and you.
I love my royal red roses.
And I think to myself.
What you say?
What a wonderful world.
That's right. That's right. Don't matter what people think about you. You think to yourself. Yeah.
I see skies of blue.
Just like they are today, right now.
In clouds of white. The bright, blessed day. In the dark, sacred night.
Yeah.
And I think to myself. What a wonderful world. Of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, and also are the faces of all the people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, "How do you do?" Really saying, "I love you." I hear babies cry. Watch them grow. They'll know much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, self, what a wonderful world. Wonderful world. What a wonderful world. What a wonderful world.
He's right. And that's the way all of us have to think. But we have to think it to ourselves. because someone else may look at your life and not like it and think that you should live the way they want you to live. There's only one personality in the whole universe that we can look to find out the direction of us living our lives. And we're going to have to do that until we end up in a place where everybody ends up. John also on this album faces reality. A lot of people don't want to hear this, but I got to play it. It's called St. James Infirmary. It was a place where you laid a dead body on a slab because that's where each of us are going to be. Now, I'm going to play this, and then I'm going to give you another medical report of mine because I have to go back into the hospital. They're going to have to go back up into that groin artery and go back up into my heart and try to fix this problem because my pumper is about gone. And if I don't get it done, the doctor says as much as I have left is 2 years. So I'm going to get the procedure done. And the procedure can be dangerous. I want you to know that. That means that my life could be cut short. Now, I'm rejoicing in a way because that means to be absent from the body is what? It's to be present with the Lord. And that is a wonderful thing. I thought about it today as I got up and I was taking a shower and I looked at all these holes that they poked in me to put these tubes and things in me. And I said, you know what, Lucy? I may not be far behind you, but you're going to have to find me at St. James Infirmary. This is another nice number on this album. St. James Infirmary, as sung by Mr. John Baptiste. He is my featured artist
today. I went down.
Where did you go?
To St. James Infirmary.
What you going down there for, boy? What you down there for, huh? Hey, what? Huh?
And I saw my baby there.
Yeah, that's right. Each of us are going to be laid out on a slab one day. Tell it like it is. Come on. Yeah.
Stretched out on a long, wide table, yeah.
I know. Stretched out, brother. That's it. Yeah. Go on.
So sweet.
Sweet, sweet, sweet.
So calm,
so calm,
so fair.
So fair. That's right. You be quiet. Oh, come on, come on.
Let her go, let her go. God bless her, yeah.
Yes, let it go. That's it.
Wherever she may be.
That's right, because don't none of us know for sure. Go on, man. Hey.
She can search this wide world over, yeah.
Yeah.
But talk she's never, me. Ever gonna find another sharp-dressing piano playing man like me.
Hey, that boy is sure of himself. You go ahead on, man. Listen to the orchestration. Thank you.
this is the end of my story.
Each of us have to come to that chapter. Go ahead, bro.
And if anyone should ever ask you, just go on ahead and tell them that I had the St. James Infirmary.
Yeah.
Blues.
Yeah, that's a place that all of us need to come to one day. Let me say this right now. If you follow the faith that I followed most of my adult life, you don't have a problem with death, because you know that death is just as much as life is to you. Thank you for coming to my website and listening to the music. I'm going to end up with one more number by John Baptiste from his album, African, Hollywood African. Yeah, that's what he is. And this one is called Smile, because I believe it's important for us to smile as often as we can. Smile. Regardless of how it looks, you need to keep that smile on your face. Think about what I'm saying. Think about what that Uber driver said. See if it makes you smile. And if not, how can that be rectified? Gentlemen, we need to check ourselves. Really check ourselves. God bless you folks.